From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will bring the concluding portion of a message called Loving Ourselves, part of a series of studies in the law of God. In Matthew chapter 22, Christ summed up the law in two statements: Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In explaining the nature of true love for self, Dr. Cairns has shown that the man who disregards God cannot love himself properly. As we love God, we'll see ourselves as He sees us. Then we'll not be derailed by difficult circumstances. In the end, our happiness depends on walking with God and maintaining a constant sight of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Cairns will bring the concluding portion of this message in just a few minutes. First, please listen to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 24. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. It is not the Lord is partly my portion, nor the Lord is in my portion, but He Himself makes up the sum total of my soul's inheritance. Within the circumference of that circle lies all that we possess or desire. The Lord is my portion, not His grace merely, nor His love, nor His covenant, but Jehovah Himself. He has chosen us for His portion, and we have chosen Him for ours. It is true that the Lord must first choose our inheritance for us, or else we shall never choose it for ourselves. But if we are really called according to the purpose of electing love, we can sing, Loved of my God, for Him again with love intense I burn. Chosen of Him ere time began, I choose Him in return. The Lord is our all-sufficient portion. God fills Himself, and if God is all-sufficient in Himself, He must be all-sufficient for us. It is not easy to satisfy man's desires. When he dreams that he is satisfied, anon he wakes to the perception that there is somewhat yet beyond, and straightway the horse-leech in his heart cries, Give, give! But all that we can wish for is to be found in our divine portion, so that we ask, Whom have I in heaven but Thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside Thee. Well may we delight ourselves in the Lord, who makes us to drink of the river of His pleasures. Our faith stretches her wings and mounts like an eagle into the heaven of divine love as to her proper dwelling place. The lines have fallen to us in pleasant places. Yea, we have a goodly heritage. Let us rejoice in the Lord always. Let us show to the world that we are a happy and a blessed people, and thus induce them to exclaim, We will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
Thank you.
Is it that constitutes revival? Is it a week of special meetings held at a local church? Is it an organized effort at door-to-door evangelism? Certainly the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. Down through the centuries there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England and Wales under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches had to be built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of the personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. Also, we offer a CD containing Duncan Campbell's own account of that remarkable visitation by God. The CDs are $5 each, which includes postage and handling, or you may order both CDs for just $8. To obtain your own copy, you may simply send a check for either or both CDs, made out to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of The Revival on the Isle of Lewis. If you wish, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be greatly blessed as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
as many and many a time, in the bleakness of a deteriorating situation threatens to unbalance your thinking completely. What do you do? Consider Christ. Consider Christ. And as you consider Christ, who endured so much, understand that sometimes it is our sufferings that glorify God and not their removal. Paul could make this statement and give this command in Hebrews 12 because of what he had just said at the end of Hebrews 11. He makes it plain from verse 33 to 38. Notice verse 33 through 35. He says, some saints, through faith, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, and women received their dead raised to life again. What a chronicle. John, that's the crowd I want to be among. All right? That's the crowd you want to be among. When we're in trouble, we pray and we get deliverance. When we're in pain, we pray and the pain is gone. When somebody dies in the family, we pray and God raises them to life. What happened to these people? We all want to be with them. The enemy comes against us, we go out in the name of the Lord and we just put him to flight. Doesn't always happen that way. Read on, verse 35 to 38. Others were tortured. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned and sawn asunder. By the way, that's a very literal description of what happened to them. Sawn asunder, tempted, slain with the sword. They wandered in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Some had these miraculous answers to prayer. Others, it appeared, God didn't hear them. They suffered. Two very, very different results. And yet the thing is this, both companies acted by such great faith that celebrates their faith in Hebrews 11. You would think to hear some preachers today that the second group were in defeat, but they weren't. Both of these peoples loved the Lord. Both were equally good. And both were equally triumphant. Some were triumphant in their deliverance. Others were triumphant in their suffering. Some had to learn that they could glorify God more by suffering than being freed from it. And this is the crucial part. Because they loved the Lord more than they loved themselves, they cheerfully accepted His will. They didn't conclude they were worthless or useless. In fact, the scripture adds this little part about them of whom the world was not worthy. Didn't say that about the first group. God actually draws your attention to the worth to Him. If not to the world, the worth to Him of His suffering people. What they bore out of love for Christ. And that enabled them to maintain a true regard for themselves in life's darkest passage. So, a true love for God will enable us to maintain true regard for ourselves, even in dire situations. And as I close, let me say the converse is also true. What do I mean? A true love for ourselves will move us, irrespective of our circumstances, to maintain our fellowship with the Lord and walk with Him in love. Carnal ease often leads Christians to neglect the Bible, to neglect private prayer, public prayer. The Bible takes note of this. The Lord warns His people, when you come into the land of fullness and fatness and plenty and prosperity, beware that you forget not the Lord. Carnal ease may lead to such neglect, but a true love for our souls and a true love for ourselves will never lead us to such neglect. You see the difference? You can love carnal ease and lie in your bed when you should be out to pray, or simply kick your feet up when you should be out to worship or to work or to witness. Carnal ease can rob you of all those things, but that's far from having a true love for yourself. Cosseting yourself with the things of the world is not true love for yourself. You love yourself in a biblical way, you'll find that it's in walking with God that you find relief from sin's pollution and power, because you walk in fellowship with Him and know the cleansing of His blood. It's in walking with God that your soul is refreshed and it's made joyful. See, if you're saved, you want to be happy, right? Now tell me honestly, can you as a Christian be happy when you're out of sorts with God? Can you as a Christian be happy when you can't pray? And the Bible may as well be written in double Dutch because you can't get anything out of it. Can you be happy without any sense of the Lord's presence? Without any enjoyment of the Lord's fellowship? This is the mark of a true believer. There's nothing in this world that makes a Christian more quickly miserable to lose the sight of the Savior's face. By walking with God, that we're happy, so a true love for ourselves will drive us to walk with Him, unlike carnal ease that will make us forget Him. Love yourself. Love yourself. Not your sins, not your follies, but love your own body, your own soul. God commands you to do so. Love yourself with a love that expresses a true knowledge of Him, a true trust in Him, and a true delight in Him. Now that would sound to be an easy commandment to keep, wouldn't it? If you could ever keep any of the law of God, you'd think you could keep that one. Love yourself. The fact of the matter is, you can't even fulfill that one except by faith in Christ. So again, I repeat, get back to the cross. Get back to the cross. If you don't know Christ tonight, come to know Him there. If you do know Christ, come to know Him more deeply there. When you get to the cross, you'll love the Lord. And when you love the Lord, then will you begin to love yourself in Him and because of Him. May God bless His word to all our hearts. Teach us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, with all our very being, and love ourselves because we love Him. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray.
In a moment the meeting will be over. You'll be free to leave. If you're not a Christian tonight, remember, no man can love himself till he comes to love his God. You'll destroy yourself, you'll damn your soul, unless you come to know and love the Savior. Come to Him, trust Him, and then you'll love Him. If I can help you to Christ, I'm here as your servant for the Savior's sake. I invite you to Him. If you are a Christian, we've covered much ground tonight. Trust the Lord, is it something for your soul? If I can help you in the things of God, if you'd like to talk with me or with Dr. Barrett, come and have a word with us. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart. How we thank thee for thy love for us in Christ. We can't understand how God could love such unlovely creatures, but thou hast loved us greatly. O Lord, we thank thee for every soul in this meeting whom thou hast saved. Tonight we can say, I love the Lord because He first loved me. I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice, my supplication. O Lord, we pray, help us to walk in the light of that love. We confess that thy people are bombarded in every hand. They're tempted to despair. Lord, teach us the gospel and let us live our lives in the light thereof. Hear our prayer, give fruit for the preaching of thy word, we pray, and part us with thy very richest blessing. Be our abiding portion tonight and evermore, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.